Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the Saints Hour. Steve Geller along with Jeff Nowak talking all things black and gold with you. We just heard from the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, getting more into our action now with Saints beat reporter for the Times-Picayune and the Advocate, Matthew Paris. Matthew, how's it been going? I know it's been very busy days going on right now.
Yeah, it's been quite the it's been quite the few days, but and it's just getting started, honestly.
I mean, come on, it can't be weirder than Washington. Let's be real.
Yeah, no, it's, I've been through a coaching search a time or two, but here we are again.
You know, so Matt, I know you kind of broke down, okay, what's the process for this coaching search? There's a lot of, you know, Rizzi talked about it yesterday, the rules just keep kind of getting stacked on top of each other every year. But what is kind of the kind of bullet points that Saints fans should be aware of as they kind of try to figure out, okay, what's the timeline for this coaching search? When can teams start doing virtual interviews versus in-person interviews, playoff coaches, lateral moves, stuff like that? Like, what should people be aware of?
Well, it really depends on what type of coach the Saints want to interview. Guys like Mike Vrabel, who don't have a contract, they can start speaking to him now. For teams out of the playoffs who are still on a contract, like Anthony Weaver, they can start interviewing as soon as Wednesday. Aaron Glenn, they can start interviewing Friday. But these are all virtual interviews, really until January 20th. After the divisional round, that's when things will really start to pick up. So the next few weeks here are going to kind of be quiet. Teams are going to start interviewing these guys virtually, get to know each other. But the in-person visits and stuff can't happen until at least the 20th. So it's going to be a little bit if you're hoping for the Saints to make a coaching hire sooner than later.
Yeah, there's been a bunch of names already in the mix already that they're interested in having interviews with. Curious your opinion on a guy like John Gruden. Hasn't been brought into the mix yet, but I do know he did visit the team while they were in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I mean, he would have some fans on the roster. I know Foster Moreau speaks fairly highly of him. Derek Carr really enjoyed playing for him. Personally, I think the comments that John Gruden made in those emails are pretty tough to get past if you're a team looking at him.
Yeah.
You have to account for all of that. Just kind of the stuff that caused him to resign in the first place from the Raiders. Because, I mean, the Raiders, after he stepped down, they made the playoffs that season. You know, he was walking away from an okay situation. It's not like things had gotten terrible there. So, I don't know. I think it would be like the Saints kind of just needed a clean break, something to start fresh. And while it would be fresh from a coaching standpoint, I think it comes with some baggage.
You know, one thing the Saints are going to have to figure out, and I think it's an interesting question, is, okay, what kind of head coach do you want? You kind of referenced this, but like, hey, so for so long you had all that success with Sean Payton. He was a play-calling offensive head coach. You tried to do the opposite with Dennis Allen, a play-calling defensive head coach. Didn't go particularly well. And then you kind of look in, you know, a lot of the teams that are having success. Another thing Rizzi talked about in his postseason interview is like, oh, you know, the CEO-type head coach, where, you know, it's a guy who isn't calling plays, but is kind of focusing on the bigger picture stuff, kind of game management stuff. You have Dan Campbell, you have John Harbaugh, guys like that. Jim Harbaugh is another example of that. What would you say if you had to look and say, okay, what would be the best case for the Saints? What does this Saints team need? Would you lean either way in that sense?
I don't think I would. I mean, I think the roster, if you look at it, like, there's really nothing about either side of the ball that screams, okay, they need an offensive coach to really take advantage of the talent here. Same with the defensive. I mean, generally, I think the offense is a little bit more compelling, but that's just not really where the Saints are at right now. I mean, the CEO leader type is really kind of, I think, in vogue right now. I think a lot of teams will look for that. But really, I think it kind of comes down to your group, what this group needs. And I actually think for the Saints specifically, that's probably more the CEO type, I would imagine. Someone who can really rally the troops and inspire them over the last couple of years.
I was kind of surprised. I got an email today with the odds breaking down, you know, the favorites to be the next head coach of the Saints. And at the top of the list in the odds was Joe Brady with the Buffalo Bills. And that one just took me by surprise. I figured it would be a guy like Aaron Glenn, since he has some ties to the Saints. I know Brady does as well. He wasn't here very long. But just curious, do you have a favorite of your own that you think that could be in the mix for this job in the end?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really intrigued by Aaron Glenn personally. I get the hesitation with connection to Peyton, but I really don't. I think that's a little bit overrated.
Yeah.
You know, I think he's, I mean, just watch what he did Sunday, coaching that unit against the Vikings. It was a really impressive performance, and I just think guys would respond to him. Now, I wasn't here covering the Saints when Aaron Glenn was here, so I don't really have much to go off of in terms of, you know, personal interaction with him. But I just think in terms of the resumes of guys out there, and actually, I think I would rather have Aaron Glenn than Ben Johnson personally. That's kind of where I'm at, even if Ben Johnson wanted to come here.
Yeah, it's tough because, you know, the offensive coordinator, defense coordinator, like, you look at, hey, okay, Aaron Glenn, well, one of the feathers in his cap is you look at that Detroit Lions defense, and, you know, the only team that is probably more injured than the Saints, it feels like the Lions this year. And, like, the excuse for the Saints, like, oh, we couldn't make it happen with injuries. Well, they got all the injuries in the world. They're making it happen. And I don't know. I feel like just a culture guy is what you need for the Saints. And I'm just curious, like, you know, we talked a lot about Rizzi. You know, it sounds like he's going to be a legitimate candidate for this job. When you look at that and you look at the job he's done, how do you think it would resonate if they did go with Rizzi? Because that's my only issue with it is you want to make change, you want to be the change guy, but then you bring in a guy that you know so well.
Well, who am I in this scenario? Am I the players or am I just a fan? Like, I think the players would respond to it. They seem to really like him. They enjoyed playing under him. If I'm a fan of the Saints, which I'm not, but if I was, I think I would be a little bit disappointed given this was an opportunity for kind of a reset. I don't think, you know, he did some things last year that I thought were pretty refreshing for the group, but ultimately they were still 3-5. I think you just kind of need to turn the page a bit here. And I think a guy, even like Aaron Glenn, who has ties to the building, I still think that would represent a page turn.
Definitely appreciate the time, Matthew. Thanks so much. Make sure you check out all his work at NOLA.com, folks, especially as late as with the Saints head coaching search primer. Get you all ready for the madness about to ensue. And we'll see if, you know, the coming weeks we get a head coach before the Super Bowl kicks off in the Superdome. Thank you, Matthew, for the time.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks, man.
Matthew Paris, Saints beat reporter for the Times-Picayune and The Advocate. And as I mentioned, NOLA.com. Check out all the work there.